Welcome to My University Life podcast series. These podcast series are brought to you by the Student Advice Centre here in DCU. They aim to explore how students can flourish at university.
So welcome to this week's podcast. We today have Louis Flanagan, student of DCU and is now a graduate of Communication Studies. Louis was involved heavily in clubs and society life, in particular the Media Production Society, the Sober Society and Drama Society while he was at DCU. He was also a member of the mentorship scheme with the Career Service. Thank you, Louis, for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes. How are you finding life after finishing college?
It's a bit different. Yeah, I think it hasn't fully settled in yet. And I think it's because the certain situation that we're in at the minute, we didn't really have the last final weeks. So you're almost expecting yourself to go back in September. So it kind of fully hasn't sunk in yet that it's that we're all finished and you're not coming back. But yeah, definitely enjoying it and kind of just taking the time out to sum up my options and where I'm going to go from here. So I think it's actually a good time to kind of reflect and think about those kind of things.
Absolutely. And today's podcast is about goal setting and how to achieve goals. So this is good timing to get to speak to you today, Louis, because you've graduated, but also if you've got a vast amount of experience as a student in DCU and, you know, what you did to achieve that. So today we're going to look at what you did to achieve the goals you may have had before you came to university and that journey that you take and how you achieve your goals and what it takes to achieve your goal. And that will help other students have insight into, you know, the different tools and techniques that they can use to achieve any particular goal. It doesn't have to be a big goal or a small goal, as long as it's important to you. So just to start today's discussion, in terms of goals and goal setting, a goal is an object of a person's ambition or an effort, an aim or a desired result. But goal setting is a motivation technique that is used to achieve the particular goal. So for example, you might have SMART goals, which teases out the specific details of a goal, such as the deadline, a description of what you want to achieve, the actions you need to take to achieve that particular goal. However, in order to achieve the goal, effort needs to be exerted and things do get in the way and delays can happen. So today we want to look at succeeding with the goal and what that looks like. So Louis, what is your particular experience with goals and goal setting while you were at university?
So I'd say the first thing and most important thing I did when it came to goal setting was actually to write everything down, because I find often when you're, you know, it's stored inside your mind and you think that you can kind of organize it in there. But I think actually visually seeing those goals written down helps you aim towards them or achieve them or motivate you to achieve them. And I think what comes next is really prioritizing those kind of goals. For me, you know, priority is so, so important. I find that a lot of people in college struggled to achieve certain goals because they were never able to prioritize what was most important. You know, whether it was they would put maybe society stuff over college stuff or anything like that. So I always found that prioritizing so, so kind of vital. And also dividing it into kind of long-term and short-term goals as well. I think, you know, you really need to kind of separate those two things and kind of work towards an overall long-term goal. But yeah, for me, definitely prioritizing is such an important part of achieving any kind of goals or objectives that you have.
Absolutely. And we think we will talk about that a little bit more later on because it is a very important thing. That's part of the action that people take in relation to goals. But tell me about the short-term and long-term vision in terms of your goals, Louis.
Well, in terms of long-term goals, I would always look at skills. I would always look at transferable skills that I can pick up along the way that will help in my long-term goals or objectives. And I found this within college. It was either, you know, picking certain modules with my course or getting involved in certain activities with societies. Certainly when it came to optional modules, I did communications. So it's quite a broad and kind of vast range of subjects that you have to choose from. And I remember in second year, you had a choice between, I think, film theory and history and analyzing advertising. And I was interested in film, but then I kind of looked at the advertising side of stuff and I thought, I'm going to get more skills out of this. And for someone that wants to work in production, I found that that was something that would benefit me much more in the long run. So I think it's strategic thinking. It's identifying where you can pick up those kind of skills that will be long lasting and that will help you achieve the overall goal. Another thing that I did was obviously gain experience during those college years, which I'm very thankful that I did, because it's very kind of a very uncertain time for production at the moment with the COVID situation. But from, I'd say, the end of first year onwards, I was, you know, getting work experience in different places, talking to alumni, you know, any contacts that I had in media or anyone that I vaguely knew, I was getting in touch. And, you know, I find with things like production, as soon as one thing, one job comes up that you do, often it will have a knock-on effect and it will lead to people wanting you back and will ask you to do stuff in the future and building relationships with people. Certainly the mentorship scheme that I did with the DCU Career Service and DCU Alumni and Network was fantastic, because for about 9 months I was paired up with an alumni of DCU, an industry professional, and he was able to give me, you know, just invaluable advice about the industry and how I can kind of progress further, and the, you know, hard skills as well as the soft skills that I would need to develop to achieve those goals. So yeah, definitely that's another thing that I found.
Yeah.
Really building up a network of people early on in your college experience.
Okay, so you would have started something like that around first year, even thinking about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it actually came after the alumni event I attended in first year, and then from there I kind of took on that advice, and from the end of first year kind of started looking at different options, you know.
So a tip there really is, firstly, you might have personal goals that are long term, but that doesn't stop you from making short-term decisions that might impact positively on the long-term goal. But that also, that you need support from people around you to make things happen for you. So for example, you mentioned the alumni, and they have just so much experience in the working world, as well as having done the similar course, give you insight into, you know, what you can do from a career perspective. You also mentioned then that you write everything down when you are goal setting, because you need to prioritize. So what works for you that might be beneficial to our listeners?
When it comes to prioritizing, I always found that having a traffic light color system worked for me.
Okay.
And I can't even remember where I developed that idea from. But it kind of helped me to prioritize tasks a little easier. You would have, you know, green for tasks that you've completed, orange for tasks that you would be in the middle of doing, you're in the process of doing, and then red for tasks that were quite urgent or you hadn't even really touched on. So that's what I found. Again, it comes down to visually taking a look at your goals right in front of you. When you highlight stuff, you're able to see, okay, I've done all these things, which also can be a relief. You can see, it kind of reduces a little bit of stress when you can see what you've done already. But also looking at what you really need to work on now and what you need to prioritize. And I found it particularly with production. I've done a couple of producing gigs before, and I'm interested in kind of the producing side of things, and you're dealing with a lot of different elements of that production. Now, it could be the same for lots of different careers, but I found that because you're working with so many different departments, it was important for me to kind of write everything down, color code everything, and kind of as I went on, kind of tick it off or mark it as green. And again, yeah, it all comes down to just visualizing things. That I'm a quite a visual learner, so for me that was really important.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because the way you organize yourself is definitely transferable to all students. Because if you look at a student who's in first year, for example, of communication studies, you're going to have 6 modules every semester that you have to keep on top of in terms of going to class, assignments, projects, working in groups. And having that traffic light system either set up on your computer or with highlighters is a really nice, clean way of keeping organized and keeping on top of everything. But also it could be transferred to life in general. Everybody has different sections of their life that we all have to keep the balls juggling in terms of your finance, your relationships, and trying to navigate through that. So that's a really good tip. And I definitely think I'll be taking that on board myself. But also what has come up around goals is that people who write their goals down are more likely to achieve their goal than those who don't by 50%, which is quite a significant amount. And so you mentioned earlier that you do write down your goals. So what helps you when you're writing out your goals in a project or in life in general?
When I'm writing, I always feel like when I'm writing them, that I will, achieve them kind of much better. I find when you can visually tick stuff off or delete stuff from your phone or your computer, yes, or whatever, you write it down. I find that, it kind of helps you kind of settle yourself a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I find just getting it out of your head is really, really important. Because I think that we kind of have this perception that we have a great filing system in our head, and normally that's not the case, you know.
Yeah.
So I think for everybody, and as you said, even in life in general, it's so useful to just write the smallest of tasks down, you know, because I think we have so much going on in our lives and it's so busy that, just having that little bit of writing there, just keeps you on track a little bit, you know, kind of in the right direction.
Yeah.
So that's what I've always found from writing down.
Yes, and absolutely, because in terms of goals, when you explain your goals to someone else or that you're close to, they say that making a commitment public can substantially increase your chances of reaching your goal. By contrast, the goals that are kept to oneself are more likely to be mixed up with the 1,500 other thoughts that you have in your head. So would you be one to share your goals, or do you kind of keep them to yourself and write them down? Which do you prefer?
This is a bit of a tricky one, because I would be inclined not really to share my goals with a lot of people. You know, I might confide in a couple of close friends or colleagues and so on about my either long-term or short-term goals, mainly long-term. But I often find that, you know, by expressing your goals or, you know, telling too many people of what you're aiming for, I would always have the fear that if I wasn't able to achieve them, that people might get the impression, oh, he never is able to complete anything, or, you know, he's never able to commit to stuff long term. So I would kind of be a little bit reluctant to tell that many people.
Yeah.
I find keeping it personal is fine with me, and just my kind of close inner circle is enough.
Yes.
But I wouldn't go about telling everybody, yes, long term, this is what I want to aim for, and this is what I I want to, what level I want to get to. And I just feel that sometimes you don't want to get a reputation as someone who kind of talks the talk too much and who never is able to kind of reach those goals.
Absolutely. But actually, yes, it's trying to find the balance between telling the world and reducing the energy behind it, but also taking it out of your head. So it sounds like really writing it down is probably the balance between both of those, but yet it keeps it clear from the other thoughts that are going on in your head any given day.
Yeah.
Good. So what do you do to give strength to your goals if something is really important?
Well, I think as kind of referring back to the previous question, I do think that telling some kind of close people is really important, because they do give you the energy and the enthusiasm and the motivation that you do need to succeed. Because, you know, everybody, it's human nature that everyone has a little bit of self-doubt. And we think that we can't achieve certain goals long term. Or we might not have it in us to complete certain stuff. So I think that telling actually a small group of close people around you is important. And also, I think if it's colleagues, whether it's family members or friends, they're going to be quite honest with you as well. I think finding honest people to share your goals with is really important. You know, I've always made a big deal of surrounding myself of people who, you know, might be more skilled than I am in a certain area, or that might be kind of quite candid and quite good at constructive criticism. Because I think that for me, that's what gives strength to my goals. We're able to discuss it with people. You're able to take in their feedback, and then you're able to go, right, I know where I'm going. I'm back on track now.
Yeah.
So that's, for me, definitely, you need people that are not going to always necessarily praise you or compliment you the whole time. I think you also need people who are quite realistic and kind of saying, okay, you know, it's not impossible, but these are the things that you need to set out
do. So for me, it sounded like you did that earlier with meeting up with alumni as well, as getting that constructive feedback from people in the industry.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. And as I said, it's something that I would encourage every DCU student to do if they can. Just get involved in the alumni network and go to the events or apply for the scheme, because it's an opportunity that doesn't really, I haven't seen it done in any other college, and it's fantastic. They do amazing work. So, you know, yeah, pushing yourself just a little bit more, surrounding yourself by more experienced people is certainly one of the things that really gives strength to your goals.
Okay. And what would you say to a first year to help them achieve their goal?
I would always say to try to get a taster of everything in college. You know, this is one of the last times before you go into the working world where you can actually make mistakes. And you can kind of dip your toe into everything and kind of see what you like. So I would say definitely, you know, get involved in your societies, kind of expand your mind just that little bit more. And if you're aiming towards a certain goal and it's kind of frustrating you or stressing you out when you're in first year, you have so much time, is the first thing that I say to you. You know, you have so much time to achieve that. So don't let that put you off. And also to maybe have kind of smaller tasks for yourself. Set smaller goals first, and they will lead you to kind of a bigger picture. And that will help you stay motivated, I think. You're just building up tasks the whole time. And coming back to what I was saying earlier of how from first year, I was just doing little bits of work experience here and there. And then eventually that led into quite, you know, significant work that I got in the industry later on. and that I'll be ever kind of so grateful for and thankful for. So definitely start off with little tasks. Don't stress yourself out too much about time or anything like that. You know, now is such a great time to try out everything. And also, if you don't like it, that's probably great. That's probably better than not liking something. Because if you don't like something, then that, you know for sure that that's not a goal that you're going to pursue.
Absolutely. You can be flexible with your goals, and that you might set off on a path and try lots of different things. And by that, you figure out what works for you, what doesn't. But you also mentioned then that by doing small tasks each semester is how you actually stay motivated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so important.
And so what do you do when you are not motivated? What helps you get that energy back if you see a deadline coming up, for example?
Yeah, I think for me, certainly, it's the reward or the satisfaction that you get from it. That's what's always motivated me. Particularly, say, if I was, whether it's writing an assignment or being involved in a production, you're kind of thinking of the bigger picture and you're thinking of the long-term goal. And you're thinking, okay, I'm really not motivated for this, but if I just push myself that little bit more, it will be so much more worthwhile, you know, for the end goal. You just mightn't be bothered at all to complete something or to stay motivated, but you're thinking, no, everything that you do has a knock-on effect on something else. So definitely just kind of keep going, think of the overall goal. And again, as I would say, kind of surround yourself with people that will kind of be able to motivate you and encourage you as well.
And how does keeping an eye on the long-term goal motivate you? Like, what does motivation feel like?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. What does motivation feel like? Well, I think for me, when you're getting stuff done and you're kind of completing tasks and you're ticking stuff off and you're using your color coding system that we've mentioned already, I think when the wheels are kind of in motion and you're starting to get stuff done, you realize, okay, I can actually get this done. You know, I can keep going. And I don't know, it's an unusual feeling, but it's kind of like being on a kind of roller coaster. Once you start going, you're like, okay, I'm going to keep going now. And gives you that kind of renewed energy. That's just my experience from working on different projects. And having great maybe team around you as well has helped me. Is surround yourself with people that you kind of love working with. And, you know, that kind of collaboration, that really motivates me to keep going. That it's not just for me, it's a whole kind of team effort. And when everything is completed, it's amazing. It's amazing kind of rewarding feeling. So I don't know if that's answered your question.
Absolutely. And actually, you mentioned collaboration, and relatedness is a characteristic of intrinsic motivation. So it was interesting that was mentioned. Sharing your experience with others actually does help us stay motivated. So being at university is that shared space where you share your classroom, you share groups, you share different hobbies. And so that is part of being motivated. And it's one of those secrets to success is that, you know, having people around you, like you said. But what motivation does, it increases our psychological well-being. And our psychological well-being is made up of hope, optimism, resilience, and self-efficacy, and vigor. So vigor is how we stay engaged. It's that energy that you mentioned earlier. So that's really good feedback from you, because it just shows to our listeners. I just wanted to tap into what is it that motivation actually is, and what does that look like when you're at university? Because it's important, because I think a lot of the time students would talk and ask us you know, that they're lacking in motivation. So you've got really good tips there, is to share the experience, to do small goals. And as you mentioned as well, that once the wheels are in motion, that it gets a little bit easier. And I think that's important, is to keep going until you get the momentum going. So just to finish up, another statistic around goal setting is that it typically yields a success rate of 90% when we actually set the goals. So has this been the experience for you when you were serious about a particular goal that you wanted to achieve?
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that statement. When you're concentrated or focused on a particular goal, you're much more likely to kind of go out there and achieve it. Now, I also think that your goals will change and they will evolve the whole time. And you may decide, actually, this goal is not for me. But I think also sometimes understanding that a goal is not for you or it's not going to work out is also really, really important, and evaluating that and then assessing that and why it didn't work. I think that's also really, really important. So I think, yeah, definitely, if you are serious about achieving a goal and you're writing down all those steps and you're open with people and you're collaborating with people, I think it's much more likely that it will, you know, become a reality for you. And as I mentioned in the last question, getting off the ground is sometimes the hardest thing. But once you are, you know, it just seems to all kind of fall into place. So, yeah, that's what I would say for me in my experience. Yeah. That definitely, if I'm focused and I'm serious about something, it definitely is more likely to kind of materialize.
Yeah, so I think it's a case of, if something is really important, that you exert that effort to achieve that goal by all the things that we talked about today. But at the same time, that we have to build in a level of flexibility, because you could wake up in second year or third year and go, actually, not so interested in this goal anymore. But your journey will have given you information along the way to show you what it is that you're interested in, or a new goal. Which is good. So it's that balance again between really having a very clear vision as to where you want to go with your life or with your university degree or your career, but still building in that level of flexibility to allow people feedback, to have an experience through collaboration. And that in turn then will feed into your motivation as well. So thank you, Louis, for taking the time out to join us today on My Academic Life podcast for goal setting. Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners will be really appreciative that to hear from somebody who's been through the last 3 or 4 years at DCU. So best of luck with life and best of luck with your graduation.
Thank you so much. It was great to be part of this.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed these podcasts and that you have found them useful. Remember, here at DCU, this is your Student Advice Centre, and we are here to assist you with any concerns, small or large, during your studies. To learn more information about your Student Advice Centre, please visit www.dcu.ie/advice, or you can contact us on student.support@dcu.ie.